All right, 7:45, 16 till 7. Quickly to Adam Knapp, CEO of the Committee for 100. How you doing, Adam?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back. I got an executive summary here, 10 pages from the Committee of 100, Louisiana Fiscal Reform Framework for the Future. Pat Connick just now on with us, Senator Connick, saying he got it, a binder with the governor's plan, 3 inches thick. He's going through that. This is complicated stuff. First of all, is the Committee of 100, the executive summary that I got, is that in lockstep with the governor's plan, or are those suggestions that the governor is going to borrow from? Take me through that.
Yeah, so we actually did that project 10 years ago. That was a 2015
really?
Study that we did.
So
we hired a group called the Tax Foundation that the governor has been quoting quite a bit to tell us, hey, if Louisiana wanted to make an ideal tax structure competitive for business investment, what would that look like? And this nonprofit group, the Tax Foundation, that really studies state tax structures, wrote this, what is a lengthy report of what to do with income tax, franchise tax, you name it. And really what's interesting and why it's great that you have that is we looked at this a decade ago, and a lot of what was said in the Tax Foundation's report back then, independent of us, is what we see a lot of the ideas coming forward from the administration. Getting rid of a lot of credits and exemptions that are loopholes in the tax structure to try to use that to lower the overall rates. As you said, it's really complicated, but at the heart of it, that's what the governor's trying to think through and Secretary Nelson is trying to think through.
And the top line mentions the 2015. In my own mind's eye, I don't think of that as almost a decade ago, but it is, and that's just how time flies. Adam, how can you, explain in the best way, maybe some of the highlights or some of the best or the things you would like to see the legislature. Well, first off, let me tell me about the Committee for 100 for people that don't know what that is, because it sounds like a group that would round up people and put them in a re-education camp, and it's not.
It does strike one as sort of vaguely odd and secretive, right?
Yeah.
No, what it is, it's a group of nonpartisan executives from companies around the state, individuals who want to have an impact on the future of Louisiana, especially related to economic development. We've been at this for about 30 years in different ways to try to use senior executive leadership to really try to drive change for Louisiana and improve things. And there are members all over Louisiana, from New Orleans to Shreveport and parts in between, who have an interest in the future of the state. So what we did, this actual report was done, commissioned by our membership, like I said, like whatever that is, 9 years ago, to try to really dig into the complex issues of tax reform. It's been talked about a million times, studied it ad nauseum. We thought, let's just try to get it all in one place. What I think is relevant today is this is not new stuff that the administration is trying to dig into. And while it feels like it may be afresh because they're bringing it forward and we're just starting to get some of the details of what they want to do, they've been working on this based on a lot of the input that's come forward over the last really almost two decades, but especially since our report was done. It just gets really complicated, as you said, when you try to write it into law, that you get this, you know, 3-inch thick binder that's being shared of all the bills that try to make these changes happen.
You say back 9 years ago, a lot of things, technically, technology, the economy has changed, I think, in the last 9 years. Is that report still, I know you said it was no new, I guess, old stuff that's been around for a long time, however you phrased it. I don't mean to denigrate the report at all.
No, that's right. So the biggest things that have changed, Tommy, is that what the services are that have come into the marketplace that are sometimes not part of what's being taxed. For example, they're talking about how do you expand some of the sales tax that we pay to some of the goods that are newer, digital goods, software as a service that now wasn't really as prominent 10 years ago, things like we use Netflix streaming services. Those are all part of how we used to get movies at and pay sales tax on a DVD rental, but they don't do that on the same movie streams. So what they're trying to use is all these changes to help reduce the overall income tax rates. And I think that's admirable. It makes us more competitive. The devil's in the details, though. And we really want to make sure that we have a role as our organization to review the details and try to advise them on whether both the numbers look right that they're using, but also that they get the tax policy right from a competitiveness standpoint. And a lot of companies have a lot of complicated different things that get hit by different taxes or tax breaks, and so we want to understand what those look like.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking about the governor's plan for a special session and what tax reform could look like. Adam Knapp is our guest, CEO of the Committee for 100. If you have any questions, comments, 504-260-1870. That's the Oakland Art Jeweler Talk and Text Line. More when we come back. Time now for traffic on WWL. 7:54, 6 till 7. Tommy Tucker, 6 till 8. Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Adam Knapp, CEO of the Committee for 100, talking about a plan to reform the state's tax code. I see a tweet from Jan Mulder of the Louisiana Budget Project saying that these are things that are going to be taxed, and I'm just going to read some of them. And you mentioned Netflix before, short-term rentals, ticket sales, including fees, printing, copying, and I'm just picking here, car washes, interior design, decorating. Personal marina services, personal fitness training, quilting, tanning. I don't know. The only reason I bring it up, wrecking and towing, is for those that would say, Adam, that this is not really revamping the code, but just shifting taxes or shifting the tax burden. What would you say to that?
Well, the governor said exactly that in his description of what his goals are and aims are in the tax reform structure. His goal is to reduce the income tax, which we've seen this be done in states like North Carolina, where they've shifted their tax structure to try to reduce their overall personal income tax rate and their corporate tax rate, as the governor described it, to try to put less of the tax structure on the work that we do in our work in the economy, and put more of it on our choices as we make purchases, and those are what you see in those sales taxes. What's interesting is that list of things that are kind of personal sales taxes that the governor would add are similar to ones that are taxed in Texas or in North Carolina or other states. They've kind of gone through this at the Department of Revenue to try to figure out what are things that are taxed in other sales taxes that aren't included in ours. But in it, they're also going to eliminate things like prescription drugs across the board for local and state taxes. As part of these trade-offs. So what's interesting to me, and I think is an important thing for listeners to we should all be doing, is seeing how it affects us across the entire spectrum of changes. So as you read something that might be added, look for what also might be removed or changed or lowered, and see how that balance affects you. We've heard from Secretary Nelson at the Department of Revenue, who ran for governor, was a state rep from the North Shore, that they're going to put some sort of calculator that any individual can go and put in, who they are, what they do, or not who they are, but some information about themselves. And it'll help, give you a way to determine how it's going to affect each person.
A dashboard kind of like, is that up already or not?
I don't think so. I think he said they're working on getting that up, and it should be up pretty soon. This is all planned to be deliberated in November, sometime between kind of the national election and when we all, break for Thanksgiving. So this is going to be about the month of October is our month of let's get our hands, sleeves rolled up and our hands dirty, kind of understanding what the proposal is. And they're going to be talking about this really actively in the legislature in November.
States that don't have an income tax do have higher property taxes. Is that something that the Committee of 100 looked at or not?
We did not, and that is not part of what's being proposed today. The administration is not really sales tax or property taxes in Louisiana all go to local governments, not to the state. And so it really isn't part of a state tax reform structure.
So for people that are worried about their homestead exemption, that's a local concern, not a statewide concern?
It's in the Constitution, but that is untouched, is unchanged, and the administration made clear they're not doing anything to change the homestead exemption.
All right, let me ask you quickly about tax credits and jobs and so forth. I think I was one of the first ones years ago to ask about film industry credits. Took a lot of heat for it because I was just wondering, on the back end, we're giving all these credits, but if you're not really making any money off of it, then you're kind of subsidizing the jobs, and you may as well be working for the state after you do it all, at the bottom line. You know what I'm saying here, Adam?
It's a big and expensive program. Now, I think you're...
And I'm not just talking about film. I'm talking about in general tax credits.
Any of those.
Yeah.
That's right. And they're designed, and this is all across the country. They're designed to try to induce certain economic activity. In that case, they're trying to, grow a film industry and the creative industry in the state that's been, very active since that was created back in the early 2000s, heavily influencing the economy in New Orleans, some in Baton Rouge and Shreveport, and other films around the state. It's going to be interesting to see how that debate rolls out. The administration's point, and it's worth debate, is these create special arrangements for certain industries to try to grow in the state, but don't benefit every business in the state or every individual in the state. If we could lower the overall rates by getting rid of some of these, would that be better for everybody?
I think
that's the debate that's about to happen.
Yeah, I think you have to look at it as from the taxpayers, from the, you know, the Treasury, is it a net gain or loss, and go from there. Thank you, Adam. I appreciate your time. I know you come back and talk to us again about this. Adam Knapp, CEO of the Committee for 100. When we come back, we're going to talk to Mandy Landry, Louisiana State Representative, to get her take on this. She's a Democrat. And then we'll talk to Bryson Graham, General Manager of the Pelicans. You talk about a story. We're excited about carrying the games as well.